Hey, man.
He's all I have.
I like Will.
I do too, yeah. So, Will, go ahead and open up.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was just curious. I did see your post in the Bone Fan, Bone Fam Facebook group, Mike, with involving one Marine, Rob. And I know that we had a long conversation, Johnny and I, about his performance, not Johnny's performance, but right. Rob's performance at the comedy show, which was not wanted.
Well, he did a performance, or no, you mean just no, being? No. Oh, okay.
He was heckling me from the back, kind of like, well, he was just talking very light. First of all, Leah was there, and she doesn't get to go to very many shows. She works evenings, and he's right next to her, talking to her loudly. And this poor girl, she's had to endure this breath, and I was afraid it was melting to all the products. She spent so much money to keep herself looking young. Yep. It was just melting off her face. And you know, you have a beautiful wife, you know, that looks very young, so you know how hard it is on these ladies. So
they're putting the effort in. The last thing you need is this idiot burning their face off. So yeah. My first meeting with him was when Drew had the bowling tournament at Pin Chasers.
Right.
And the charity event. And I went out there, and I think he introduced himself as a Marine. I'm always going to be respectful of police officers, Marines, just guys who will do jobs I couldn't do. Mm-hmm. And he was just, I mean, close talker, wouldn't shut up. I enjoy talking to listeners of the station, just not that guy. And he was just, and things were flying out of his mouth. He was just gross altogether. You know, he just did that the whole day, and then I'm a little bit calmer and cooler with these things, and Galvin was just like, get this moron away from me. And it's not like, it's no, at no point are we like, we think we're better than you, but we're definitely better than that guy. This was, what was that, 3 years ago, 4 years ago maybe?
Yeah.
And I don't really see the guy. Well, the next day I got on the air, and we're just talking about his breath and what an intrusive a-hole he was. And then the other day, I love that Bone Fam site. I mean, anytime you got that kind of listenership where they create a Facebook page about the station, and then that's a good way to communicate with your listeners and find out the things that they like and don't like. So I check it all the time. And he was in there, and he was talking about how Galvin stinks and he doesn't like me and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, who is this guy? And I don't really care, but I'm not afraid to engage with people who don't like the show, especially if I think, and I mean this for real, I'm not saying this like to just appease people. If somebody is saying, you know, I really hate when you guys do this, and enough people say it, well, then I'm going to know that they don't really like something that I think that they like. So I pay attention. But then when I found out it was that dirty breath having douchebag, I just laid into him and told him how much I hated him, and we all hated him, and we didn't want to lie about it anymore. I didn't know he had orally offended your fiance and the rest of the station. And then the other day, this was like a week ago, and then the other day I was looking at the page again, and I thought, you know what? I still hate Marine Rob, and I feel like I should tell him in case he thinks time has healed things. And I just put it on the post, it was yesterday, and just to remind him that I still hate him.
I just wasn't sure if something new had happened, if like he ran into you at a gas station or something.
No, his breath would make the whole place explode.
Do you fill up your tank with his breath?
Just he's a garbage human being with garbage breath, and I don't like him. And people are like, "Oh, you're being a little rough." Well, you didn't have the interactions that I had, and then he turned it in. Then once the listeners turned against him, he was like, "It's a bit. I was just kidding. We don't need you to help us out with bits. We've got this part handled. You handle the part where you listen. That's all."
Yeah. I mean, I've never met Marine Rob in person. I think he
lucky
rules,
you.
But you know, yeah, I don't know what my reaction would be like if it was in person.
You have no eyebrows.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, okay. I mean, I just didn't know if something happened in particular, if it was just with him, you know, being him.
But you know, if you meet somebody a long time ago and you could still feel the grossness, and just a kind of adult that doesn't know how to give somebody their space, that, and, you know, he was obviously drinking too much, which I think is probably his number one problem.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And I don't have tolerance for that. Just get out of my face. Like, I wasn't like gonna want to punch him or have him thrown out. I just want him to get away from me. I just walk away. I'll do the job. I'll leave. But now when he comes at me online, I'm gonna be like, all right, well, if you want to play this game, it usually doesn't work out too well. Ask Nancy Alexander how it's working out for him.
Yeah. Well, all right. I mean, I just, okay. I just was making sure that something, a physical confrontation or something like that happened. It was just.
I'll be honest with you. I don't even know if I could really remember what he looks like. I don't remember him being too threatening of a guy, although he is a Marine. But I do. Although, do we know he's a Marine? Or are we just assuming because he called himself, like if I started calling myself Captain Mike, does that necessarily make me a captain?
I know another guy that does that somewhere in this state, but yeah.
he is a captain. Though.
I know. Yeah.
I think that he was. I did see a picture of him in an outfit, an old photo on his Facebook page.
All right.
So yeah, I'm gonna say that yes, he was at one point. Well, in
I
the
respect
Marine
him
Corps.
Up until the day he was discharged.
Right, and I don't know how long that was. I don't know what his stint was in there. But
can you be honorably discharged for bad breath? Can that happen?
I mean, they may just decide to have you out for the good of the rest of the Marines.
Yeah, maybe dishonorably discharged.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, that's a shame. You know, I like Marine Rob, but like I said, I haven't had
any. You do. You say you do like him.
Oh, he's the best. He's number one. He
in
rules.
What? In what?
Just being Marine
Will,
Rob.
Will likes
I'm
bad
back
callers.
To not liking Will.
No, honestly, like there's other people that call this show that I have a very short fuse with that I just like, ugh. And then Will's like, no, man, they're the best.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, Diane.
Ugh!
Diane rules. She's number one. She's the best.
I have not been able to listen to the show a lot because I'm an old man and my kids don't have school, so I'm not usually running around at night. Has Crazy Patty called you guys at all?
It's been a month,
no,
probably.
Oh, man, me too. Well. I'm starting to get worried about her.
How old is she? She's in her 70s, right?
Yeah, at least.
And so maybe even 80, maybe pushing 80.
No. I would say early 70s. She just, you know, she kind of looks like if you took a hot dog and left it out too long, it kind of looks like it's 70, but it could really only be like 65. I'm not really sure.
I've seen her. Now, she was calling in from like, she was in a home or something for a little while.
She was in a loony bin
and
for a while,
she was really out there. Like, she was talking to aliens and God and everything else, and I didn't want to even, like, have fun with her on the phone because she was in a state that I didn't feel good about it. I was like, look, you know, I hope you get your help and call us when you're better. Then she called us from home and she sounded normal.
Yeah. It's a matter of if she takes her meds or not,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
She's surprisingly normal. Like, we went to lunch with her one time. We went to Hooters and she was totally like fine. You know, it's kind of just like eating with an old lady. It's still gross to look at her, but it was fun. She was fun to be there with. She didn't do anything crazy. And then Spanish and Joe drove her home. And they said when she got out of the car, she, like, flashed them her underwear and stuff. And I go, all right, well, she's still crazy even though she has her good moments.
Yeah. She's good during food and then crazy afterwards. That's
yeah. Fine. Maybe that's the case. So I am, by the way, bringing her to your wedding.
Oh, good. That's
perfect.
Your plus
perfect.
One?
My plus one, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Perfect. Well, Mike, thanks so much for calling in, dude. I appreciate it. This is awesome. You just boosted our ratings for the first time all year.
I don't think that's true, but it was great because Will texted me earlier, and I just checked my phone. I happened to be sitting in the studio, so I was like, let me just hop on. I enjoy this.
Nice.
You're welcome anytime, Mike. I'd love to have you when Johnny's out, and I'm sure even when I'm going to be out on Thursday and Fridays, so if you want to come on for 2 hours.
He's not doing that.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Destin, Florida.
For what, may I ask?
Yeah.
I'm going to interview for jobs. No, I'm just kidding.
there? Why torture yourself?
No, I'm just going on my apartment is being tenanted for termites, so I'm taking advantage of the situation, and I got some friends coming into town. I don't know why they just didn't come down here, but they're going to Destin.
Are you from, I mean, like, do you know Destin?
No, I've never been.
Do you know who does?
Galvin.
He's the king of Destin?
Yeah, I heard. In fact, I texted him. He gave me a bunch. I can't wait to go to Dewey Destin's and Harbor Bar.
Forget
and
all those. You got to go to Club 10 and the other strip club that his brother owns.
Yeah, I'm going with some couples, though. I don't know if they're going to.
Oh, yeah.
Me. But maybe. I don't know. I haven't met him
I don't
yet.
Know. Are you a couple? Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, how long have you been with her?
Probably a year. Plus a year.
No? How come you never bring her around? Is she ugly?
No.
How come you never bring? I'm just kidding. Like, both were going to go, yeah, she's not really good looking.
Yeah, No.
I mean, I never see her.
Well,
I
don't see you.
This is true. Maybe if you had an attractive girl around you, it would be more of a reason to want to look at you.
All right. Well, invite me over. I'll bring her along.
Where did you meet her?
It was just one of the apps. It was actually during.
I never got to do those apps.
Dude, it was fun, but now I'm really glad I'm off those apps. It's
yeah, you know, eventually you want to actually meet somebody, but in the meantime, all the whores that you could rack up, that must be so much fun.
It was, the hunt was a lot of fun, and just being able to have multiple targets at one time and not having to do anything. You could just sit in your living room and just swipe.
And they show up at your house.
Sometimes. Yeah.
That's the awkward thing for me. That when I lived with Pete, that was great because Pete could sell ice to Eskimos, so I didn't mind if strange girls came over. But when they come over and it's just the two of you, you're like, so, we want to sit on my couch? Like, what are you doing? So, what do you do? And that whole thing right there is nonsense.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't really do that very often. I would suggest going, let's go get a drink first.
Oh, even worse.
No, that's
great. You have to go out in public?
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, so here's what I did, Mike. Here's my strategy that I had. I would suggest getting a coffee. That would be my first
thing. Yeah,
and then what I would do is, because I'm cheap and poor, I would get there a little early and get my coffee, so I didn't have to get their coffee. So they would walk up, and I'd be like, "Oh, let me grab you something." And then they would always be like, "Oh, no, that's okay."
Oh, I could go what get a it. Move! That's great.
Right?
Now, don't lie. Have you ever agreed to meet a girl, and then when she showed up, she was like an extra 30 pounds?
Oh,
yeah. And you ghosted them?
About 70% of the time.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
And you wouldn't even, like, go through the hello phase? You would just leave them?
Oh, you mean, like, not meet them at all?
Yeah.
No, because I always got there first and got my coffee. So
right, but they walk in and they notice you right away, you're saying?
Right. It would always be one of them, you go.
So they come in and they're extra porky and you didn't expect it?
Oh, yeah. That happened a bunch of times. They probably happened with me, too, where they were like, yuck.
They weren't. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure just people's taste, you weren't. So what, now don't lie about this, Will. Were you ever like, well, you know, she's got an extra 15, but I'm doing it tonight. I'm just ready to go.
Oh, yeah, about 70% of the time.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I mean, that's high. I mean, I'm no, Mr. America, so I got to be like, she can't be too thrilled either. We might as well disappoint each other.
Right. I mean, it was great experiences, also some that weren't so great, but, you know, they were still parts of my life that I will always cherish. And sometimes when you think about those times, Mike, and you probably have these too, where you go back in your Rolodex of what your past was like. There's always one that you were like, ugh, at the time. And
that
one
is the
one that pops in your head first.
Me and Pete called the one girl Fat Lisa, and Fat Lisa was always down for BJ's at any time.
Yeah, the best. I mean,
so we had a contest. We'd come home from Ybor City, and Pete would try to beat himself every time. He's like, I bet you I can get her over in one word. And I was like, okay. And he called up, and she's like, hello? And he goes, now. And she goes, okay. And he hung up. And then Pete's like, I could beat it. I go, how could you beat it? You did one word. And he goes, watch. And she goes, hello? And he goes, ugh. And she goes, okay.
Oh,
geez.
Wow.
He's the absolute champ. We were getting girls when there was only AOL chat rooms, ASL, age, sex, location. Where you at? You guys don't know anything about that. And we had no pictures. We couldn't tell if their pictures were real or not. We weren't cyber investigators yet.
And you never had any issues with that? Being a guy with a wig on?
No, because we lived in a nice apartment, so you had to be buzzed in so we could see whether or not we're buzzing you in or not. So it made it safe for us. I did have a case one time, not from AOL, but we met some girls at a club, and we came back to my apartment. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I was a little drunk and tired, and that bitch was trying to steal my CDs. I was laying in bed, and I heard click, 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 and I go, she's going through my CDs. And I was like, maybe she's just looking at them. Maybe she's stealing. Click, click. So I peeked out in the living room, and I saw her purse was on the couch, and it was open. But there was also pillows and blankets there, so I walked out, and I go, I'm just going to put these pillows and blankets back in the room. And I picked everything up, including her purse, and I went inside. And now keep in mind, I worked in radio since 1992. All the CDs I have were free. Most of them were just like CD singles that I'd never listened to anyway. I probably would have gave her whatever she wanted. But I went in there and I looked in her purse, and there was my CDs. I was so mad. So I took my CDs out, and I walked out, and I showed her purse, and I opened the sliding glass door because we lived on a golf course, and I threw her purse off the fourth floor balcony, and it fell to the earth. And I said to her, if you don't want to go out the same way your purse did, you should leave now. And she ran out of my apartment.
Did you at least take the wallet out of the purse first?
I didn't because she was really only trying to steal CD singles, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But I did... I have another story. I'll tell you another time. And I have to really see the legality on telling the story. but it worked out very well.
Yeah, well, it was a good time. You missed a fun time on the apps. But, yeah, I'm very glad that I could at least take an extended break from it.
Yeah, well, good. I hope to meet your girlfriend someday.
Yeah, for sure.
Johnny, when is your wedding?
December, yeah.
Oh,
so.
I have plenty of time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't
yeah.
even know where I'm going to be working then, but I hope I'm still invited.
100%. Dude, the chances of both of us still working here by December is very slim. I don't know what's going on. But
that's the only thing about us that is slim. Thank you for setting me up with that.
Love it.
Good. I hope to be there. And, Will, I hope I get to meet your girlfriend before December.
Yeah, well, I'm probably going to bring Diane, so probably won't be at the wedding. But at some point, for
Crazy
sure.
Crazy Diane, the caller?
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny really hates her, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder if we have, like, the same callers, like... Like, there's the one lady that calls and makes fun of the fishing show. I love her. I can't remember her name.
Was it Donna?
Donna, yeah. Donna called up, and she was like, What's the big deal? You put a bait on the hook and you throw it in the water. Boom, fish show.
She's very blunt. And you know, she, you know what she keeps telling us? She keeps calling in and saying, oh, you know, Mike, is his contract's up. Why don't you just do the morning show?
Oh, yeah. Donna.
Yeah, she told
us how it works.
Show up on Monday.
Yeah, she said just show up. And right. I was joking around. I go, well, I'm going to be there at Monday at 6 o'clock. She goes, yeah, just do that. That's what you should do.
Well, she's right. It's a good opportunity to just be there. I can't guarantee I'm going to be here Monday. I can tell you that for sure.
Yeah. Wait, so are you, is it Friday is the last day? As of right now?
Technically Sunday, contract-wise, but the last day of work is Friday, yeah.
Holy crap. It gets down to the wire every time, though.
Every
right?
time. And every time, people always think that I'm doing a bit because I'm like, oh, he's doing it again, his contract. This is just how it goes. And I keep saying, there's two choices. Either I'm going to be here or I'm going to take a little vacation and then show up on another station in a couple of months. That's exactly how it's going to happen, whether it be, you know, as of right now, that's still how it's going. Now, do I assume or hope that at the last minute there's going to be, you know, everybody's going to high five and go, great. Or is somebody else going to be like, now, hang on a second. Let us back this Brinks truck up. Those options are all on the table right now. Mm-hmm. And I've never been more honest about anything. I don't even know how much I'm supposed to talk about, but that's just how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had to deal with contracts, but it's got to be nerve-wracking.
Yeah, not so much for me because I've been doing it for a long time. My wife is starting to, because we're going on vacation. We're going to Greece in July, and she's like, you know, we just paid for a really expensive vacation. You sure we should still do that? And I'm like, yeah, it's going to work out either way. It's either going to be a little longer of a vacation than we thought, or, you know, that's it.
Yeah. Now, Mike, for the record, now, I've seen and heard many, many stories from great personalities like yourself all the way down to Stern. How many times did you get let go before you finally got decent money in radio? How many times have you fired or quit?
So I've only been fired twice. I was fired from both times from 98 Rock. Two different occasions. One, I was a co-host, and one, I was the host of a show. The second one, I'm not really sure what the problem was. I know what it was. Somebody ratted me out to the FCC, and the FCC launched an investigation, and it was after Janet Jackson's nipple gate, so everybody was really scared about getting fined, so they just said, boom, fire him. And that sucks, because that was a knee-jerk reaction to a really good show, and that set everything back a little bit. My wife was pregnant at the time. That one really hurt. First one wasn't so bad. First one, I was like, well, I can still be a plumber. I will tell you, Johnny Ballsack, that my first salary at 98 Rock in 1996 was $15,000 a year.
Nice.
And then Pete was the sports guy, and Pete got fired, and then I became the sports guy, knowing nothing about sports. And Big Dick would write it, and I would read it. And then I think I went to $32,000 a year.
Nice.
Because I was doing two people's jobs.
Right.
And then it pretty much hovered in that area for the next couple of years. It's not until you leave and you go somewhere else where you get the big money. And then you have to keep going and going until you finally... I mean, I made good money before I came here, but I came here while my wife was pregnant and I had just gotten fired, and there was no way. I was either I'd have to leave the market, or so I had to settle for a mediocre salary here. But then through, you know, ratings and success and all that stuff, that salary grew exponentially because I worked my ass off for it. So it comes. It does. I mean, how old are you, Will?
I'm 36.
Yeah. I mean, you better hurry up, but it's going.
The hell, you have another job? I'm 50, Michael. I've been here 9 years. I mean,
have you really been here 9 years?
Yeah. September will be 9 years that I've been here.
I got to tell you, that's absurd.
I know.
I mean, it's absurd that I don't really know. It's also a weird business because it changes, and you're out. You know, you're in the bad spot where you're up against television, and most people are tired, and you're really. Your audience shrinks by 75% at night. Mm-hmm. So not that there isn't a lot of people listening, but there isn't a lot of as much as there is in the drive times. So therefore, you suffer from that.
Oh, no, I get it. I just wonder if I should do something to get myself fired so I can be like the morning guy in Waco, Texas or something.
I got to tell you, if you end up leaving to go to some place that is equal or smaller than where you are now, you will never be happy.
Yeah, I kind of
because
think
you're
that.
Gonna. I mean, you're gonna be like, well, I'm finally a morning guy. I got all this. You know, I want to do all these things. And the people in Waco are gonna be like, yeah, we don't have any money for that. We don't do a budget like that. You know, and you're just gonna be miserable.
Yeah, because I had to quit another day job last week because they tried to make me work an evening shift, and I told them, look, I have this radio show. I have a fan base that I care about. I'm very loyal to, and you know, and sometimes. I really do think sometimes you can't deem success just by money. You know, it's like
yeah.
I put a lot into this, and they were like, you know, I said, look, I just need a day shift. And they said, we can't do it. And I left, and I said, I'll figure out the money later. And that's what I've always said. And it's just it's one of those things. I'm not threatening to leave if anybody's listening.
Obviously. No, I get it, what you're saying. I mean, you're willing to subsidize your income with another job and not
right.
complain about it. But if that other job doesn't work. I don't really know. I wish I had, you know, because a lot of the part-timers or young kids will always ask me, like, especially the girls, like, what did you do? I go, I have no idea. My grandmother used to say, I stepped in a pile of garbage or a dog poop. That's like a sign of good luck when you step in dog poop. That's the only thing I could say that I actually did. I have no idea. I just always had an idea of what I wanted to do, and I just kept working towards it and working towards it, and eventually it just hits. That's just how it goes.
Yeah. You put the work in, and you know, you deserve what you got. I tell people that all the time.
Scratch enough scratch offs. You're eventually going to win $10.
Dude, I've been trying.
I know. Me too. And then, of course, every news story is some Jamoke from Polk County wins $25 million. You're like, why did that guy get it?
I talk about this all the time with Will. I only buy him at Publix now because every goddamn Channel 8 story is somebody in Clearwater or Sefner or Brandon. Went to Publix and got it. That's where all the winners are.
LH, who calls this station all the time, listens. He won the lottery. He won like $100,000.
Didn't Spike win some money too?
I don't know.
Like
about
not
that.
Enough to get some class, but he won a little bit of money. Yeah, like I. That's the worst thing they say. If you know somebody that hit big in Lotto, that it lessens your chance because the familiarity with the winner separates you in odds. And I know three people that won for like $30 million or more. So
yeah, I don't think
I'll
that's
never
true.
Win.
I don't think that's true. That's just odds. I mean,
yeah,
odds
it's just weird. When I was a kid. This guy Pasquale Consalvo won $30 million in the '80s. That's like winning $1 billion, and his grandkids went to my grade school, so I knew who he was. And then Johnny Carson mentioned him on TV. Johnny Carson said something about the sexiest man alive for people this year is Pasquale Consalvo because he had won all that money, and I couldn't believe that Johnny Carson said his name on TV. I thought that's the best thing that I've ever seen in my life. And meanwhile, that guy. He refused to move from his little house in Staten Island, so he built a giant in-ground pool in the backyard, and you literally had to jump from the living room into the pool because he had no space in the backyard, and none of his neighbors wanted to move either.
He's probably still got a little bit of money stashed away then. I respect that.
I'm sure he's dead by now.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. His grandchildren hopefully got that cash.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. You don't spend it. You just poured it away.
That's the other thing. Nobody in my family has left me anything. Like, nobody that died already has left me anything, and nobody that's gonna die is gonna leave me anything to make my life easier.
Yeah, me either. But all my grandparents are dead, and I was kind of hoping one of them would have something put away. Like, hey, I buried something in the backyard in 1982. You just gotta find it.
Yeah, it's a pirate's treasure.
That. Yeah.
Same thing with my grandma. My grandma's like, you know, she'd secretly tell me I was the first grandchild. I was her favorite. We got matching tattoos, all that stuff. You would think she'd be like, listen, I know there's a lot of grandchildren and children and all that, so I stash some money somewhere. When I kick it, go get it. You know, that's the only way I'm getting money out of my father, because I'm sure he left everything to my sister. But every once in a while, he's like, hey, I stashed money over here in case I die. Make sure you tell everybody. I'm like, I'm not telling anybody. I'm going to get it. I'm going to buy, just going to get strippers with it.
The only thing I got was actually my bubby gave me a bunch of CDs. And she was like,
she stole from my apartment.
Damn it.
I love Bubby. I miss old Bubby.
Yeah, she's the best.
Dude, you got CDs that that like specifically say in the will, give my grandson these CDs?
Yep.
And what were they?
Oh, my God, dude. She had everything. She had anything from Pavarotti to like Van Halen.
What'd you do with them? Take them right to Sound Exchange?
Oh, yeah. First thing, I got like $600. She had like 10,000 of them. It was crazy.
I must have 10,000 CDs here in my garage.
Why? Well, actually, you know what? That's smart, because with the way the internet censors stuff now, you might not be able to get certain things for too much longer. I'm going back to collecting physical, like books, DVDs, all that stuff.
I can't throw anything out because I've accumulated so many important things over the years that I normally have no interest in. until, like, I went to go throw away a CD the other day, and I realized it was signed by Sammy Hagar, and I was like, oh, you should probably keep this. Somebody wants it.
Yeah.
So, and then, so I can't just blindly throw out boxes in my garage, and I wish I could sometimes.
That's tough, because if you don't have, a certificate of authenticity, you can't even really sell it.
That's my thing. I've never really thought about selling anything, but I would like to leave it all to my kids and let it be their problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's my tortoise that you never asked for, and here's a whole bunch of CDs that'll probably be worth a dollar.
Yeah, get a parrot, too.
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah. The whole thing.
Well, it was fantastic talking to you, gentlemen. So much better than Mo. I hope you have a great night, and if Crazy Patty is out there, please, Patty, please let us know you're okay.
True that. Well, thank you, Mike. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks. I'm looking at Twitter, and our